Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have your children doing chores? I know some parents who don't feel that it's appropriate that children do chores. They'll have enough time in life to do chores. But I feel differently. I feel that you need to teach them these things because it teaches them responsibility. Let's find out what our guest feels. Dr. Kathleen Birchelman, she's a pediatrician at St. Louis Children's Hospital and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Birchelman. Chores, what's appropriate? What's enough chores? What's too much? What do you think?
Every kid needs to do chores. And, you know, I think the hardest part for parents is that it's probably faster for you just to do it for them. But you got to make them do it.
And they're not going to do it the way we want them to do it anyway. But now, like, and I told you a little bit off air, but I make my son clean his own bathroom because he's the one peeing all over the toilet. And my daughter doesn't want to go in there because it's gross. So he has to keep that clean every week. And that is a disgusting job. But I go in and I check it and I look at it. And if it's not right, I make him do it again. Because that's one of those things. He's the one going to pee on the seat. He's the one going to have to wipe it down.
Yeah, maybe that's a motivator because it's gross. But the bottom line is that you're spending probably as much time checking it as he's doing cleaning it. And this is the reality, that it's a hard work. It's a hard job for parents to enforce chores in kids, but these are lifelong skills that your child is learning, and they're learning to a certain amount of self-discipline and the pride in contributing to a family, and the day's going to come when they're going to have to run their own household, and they're going to want a clean toilet if they've lived with a clean toilet and they know how to clean a toilet. If you don't teach them, they're going to be living filth.
I know a parent, as I said, who says, I don't think children should have to clean toilets. And so I'm like, well, why? I mean, they use them too. And yeah, it's a gross job. But now what about how many chores do you think in a week a child should have? And is that including making the bed, you know, and keeping their room tidy? Are those just enough chores, or do we throw in the taking the garbage out, feed the dog, or mow the lawn? How many chores is enough?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So there's actually some research on this, that according to the Pew Research Center, that mothers spend about 21 hours a week doing paid work and 18 hours doing housework. So they're doing almost as much housework as they do paid work in the United States. And fathers spend about 37 hours a week doing paid work, 10 hours doing housework. But kids, they're only spending about 3 hours per week doing housework. And I think that's just not enough. I think kids really need to contribute more to the family. As we say to our kids, they've got to do the work so that we can work to make money, especially with the dad in our family working from home. Literally, if he's not, if he's spending time doing chores, he's not spending that time making money for our family. And the kids need to understand that. So we actually start chores really about age 2 or 3 and then progress them as they get older. And I feel that kids need to be spending at least 30 to 60 minutes per day doing chores. And it's really hard when they're in school, because the biggest barrier, I think, is this time frame, that they have about 4 hours from the time they get home from school until they got to be in bed, especially when they're little. And so during that time, you've got to accomplish dinner, homework, any piano lessons or extracurricular activities, bathing, and bedtime. And chores just kind of fall out of the loop, especially considering that it takes you as much time to check up on their chores and enforce them than it does for them to actually do the chores. But it's just such an important part of parenting, because when you start them that young at 2 or 3 and keep it going through the school year, and through the school years, before you know it, you will have a 10-year-old that vacuums without being told and really is contributing to the family rhythm and starts to see themselves as valuable in the family community, and that they're not just takers, that they're really part of this family community.
And I think another good chore for children to learn is laundry, because they are going to have to do their laundry in college. They're going to have to do their laundry when they have an apartment or a house. And my son threw all of his clean clothes into the drawer, and I went in there like the mean mom that I am, and I pulled them all out and put them on the floor and said, I want them folded. I want you to learn to fold your shirts. I don't know how to fold my shirts. Well, this is how you fold them. And so then he sat there and he folded. He said, it looks better. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Right,
and now they're not wrinkled. So now he folds his shirts because now he realizes he doesn't want to put on a wrinkled shirt anymore.
Yeah. And so they figure these things out. There's another life skill, which is collaboration, which kids can learn through chores. Some of the hardest chores are ones where your children actually have to work together to get them done. We put all our kids down in the basement and tell them that they're down there until the whole basement's cleaned up. And, you know, the first time we did this, it took them 6 hours to clean it up. The second time, and there was fighting and everything else. And the second time, it took them 1 hour. And the third time, about 30 minutes. And what they learned was how to work together and how to collaborate. Such an important life skill. And they're also being responsible for their own things, and they're more likely to clean up now. And when they take something out, they put it away. Learning these life skills. It's so important. It's such an important part of parenting.
I think it is also. Now, when we're talking about chores, and this is a big question because I know parents who absolutely will only, they pay for grades, they pay for this. Here's the big question, Dr. Birchelman. Do we pay them for house chores? Do we give them an allowance for house chores? Or are house chores part of being a family? And are some more important than others? Maybe we pay for some and not others. Mowing the lawn, you'll get $5 or $10, but not bringing up your laundry. What do we do about that?
You know, it's really a personal family choice. I wouldn't pay children for chores that for extra spending money, but there are some families that don't give children money for school lunch and sort of, you know, basic needs until chores are done. And I think that's a pretty good compromise. But if you don't get your chores done, you know, that there you can't be entitled to lunch money and, you know, other things like that. It's really just recognizing that the chores are part of contributing to family life.
So chores, so you don't have to necessarily pay for chores, but you can also help contribute to their spending money or to their, you know, that sort of thing. And when we're looking at certain chores that you might be willing to pay for, like if you're going to wash the windows, that's a big job. If you're going to, you know, pull the weeds in my garden, that's a big job. What's an appropriate amount to pay children?
Well, again, you know, I think it really depends on your family economy and how you work out balances. Frankly, I don't pay my children anything for any chores around the home. But I, like I said, if there's a basic need such as lunch money or gas money, if they do own a vehicle and need that for regular transportation, if there's a need like that, you can withhold it if chores aren't done. I think that's appropriate. But, you know, I don't really believe in giving kids spending money for any kind of work around the home, even lawn mowing or big jobs like washing windows, because they're just contributing to the family. You're still meeting so many of their basic needs, like food and shelter. And chores,
I'm right with you there. I'm right with you.
I think there's an attitude of entitlement that you don't want to breed in your children.
You don't, and so many people don't realize that. So parents, the main message here is that if their children want to be a part of the family and feel a part of the family, and this is important too, because by making them do chores while they roll their eyeballs and pretend to hate you, it really makes them feel included, involved, a part of things, gets them away from the video games, and really it is making them a part of the family in a very needed way. You need that help. We all cannot do it all. We have jobs, we have lives, we have other things. So we all can't do it all. So get your children involved. Get them doing chores. You can tell I'm quite passionate about this. Get your children, teach them how to do laundry, how to clean the bathroom, you know, how to make their bed, how to fold their clothes. These are all such important things for children to know for life lessons. You're listening to Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole right here on Radio MD. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.